The solemnity of All Saints calls us to deepen our communion with the great figures of the Church who radiate the splendor of God's kingdom of truth and love.
Pope Benedict XVI marked the Feast of All Saints this Thursday with a call to all men and women to become saints. Speaking from the window of his apartments to the crowds of faithful and visitors huddled beneath umbrellas in St. Peter's Square, the Holy Father said that sainthood is not a privilege reserved to the elected few, but that becoming a saint is the duty of every Christian, what's more, of every human being.
Il cristiano infatti è già santo perché il battesimo lo unisce a Gesù.
Before reciting the Angelus prayer, Pope Benedict noted that sainthood is often considered to be a moral ideal, attainable to very few, or even as something defunct and useless for mankind of our day. At a very basic level, the Pope explained, holiness lies in living as sons and daughters of God, in his likeness. The Pope also recalled that this feast, which helps our heart to overcome the confines of space and time towards the heavenly dimensions, is closely linked to the commemoration of all of the Church's faithful departed, the day celebrated on November 2nd when the Church throughout the world dedicates its prayer for the souls of the dead.
La preghiera di suffragio.
Pope Benedict said that in truth, every day the Church invites us to pray for them, to offer up our daily fatigue and sufferances so that completely purified they are admitted to enjoy the eternal light and peace of the Lord.
Everyone is called to holiness. The saints encourage us that all of us can be holy.
Cardinal Francis Arinze is prefect of the Vatican's Congregation for Divine Worship and the Discipline of the Sacraments. He explains this unique bond between the two feasts.
We pray to them, to the saints, to pray for us. That is why also we take their names in baptism. On November 2nd, the Church thinks of the dead who will arrive in heaven, but they are not yet in heaven. They are in purgatory. They suffer. But their time of suffering can be shortened. So let us stand on the rock of revelation. Pray for the dead. Sacrifice for them, offer mass for them, and also strive ourselves to live good lives, so that when we die, we may be admitted to the company of the blessed in heaven.
Pope Benedict XVI concluded by quoting from Dante's Paradiso, recalling the attention of the many faithful gathered in prayer beneath the rain to the fact that at the center of the assembly of saints shines the Blessed Virgin Mary, humble and high more than any creature. Placing our hand in hers, he said, we feel animated to continue with renewed zeal on our journey towards sainthood. We entrust our daily committed to her, and to her today we also entrust our prayers for the faithful departed, in the intimate hope that one day we will find ourselves gathered together in the glorious communion of the saints.
May we strive to imitate their heroic virtues and follow their example along the path of perfection. I wish you and your families happy feast day. May God bless you all.